Welcome to this portion of Focal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Noah Wall, Vice President of Advocacy at FreedomWorks, which is based in Washington, D.C. We're going to talk about the subject of America in the country of Yemen. And Noah, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. It's always great to be on.
And what do you actually do there at FreedomWorks? And what is FreedomWorks?
Absolutely. So FreedomWorks is a national grassroots organization, and we focus on free markets, individual liberty, and the rule of law. And what we do is connect activists with members of Congress to encourage them to, to let the members of Congress know what they believe and encourage them to support legislation that advances the cause of individual liberty and the rule of law.
Okay, and let's talk about the United States and Yemen. I didn't even realize we're in that Middle Eastern country, but tell us about that.
Absolutely. So, in 2015, the United States began really injecting ourselves in the middle of a civil war. Hmm. We're there effectively supporting the Saudi Arabian government, and what we're there offering logistical support, doing drone strikes and things of that nature. And this is a conflict, frankly, that was never authorized by Congress. And there was a vote, and Congress voted not strictly among party lines, but close to withdraw the United States from Yemen. And, President Trump vetoed that, which is interesting because he, in the State of the Union speech earlier this year, actually expressed interest in withdrawing. So it's one of those things that we believe that the Pentagon and that foreign policy establishment are pushing the president to stay in Yemen. And, what we're doing is we're in the middle of a civil war that most Americans have never heard of. We have American troops over there fighting a war that, frankly, Americans have no business being in.
You know, it's interesting the way you first described it. It almost reminded me of some of the descriptions about the Eisenhower administration in Vietnam, where, Eisenhower sent over American advisors and so forth, but it wasn't really that much of a presence. And then apparently President Kennedy sent in the first troops, and then, of course, LBJ totally escalated the war. But that was involvement in Vietnam, which turned out to be disastrous for us, but it was disastrous for them too when we pulled out as well.
Absolutely. And so, the biggest argument against getting out of these wars is that by us leaving, it destabilizes the region. Well, yeah, it does. But unfortunately, when we get involved in these wars that we have no business being in, that also destabilizes regions. And the answer to these things is that if Americans can't, and by the way, very rightly, can't point out Yemen on a map, I'd be hard-pressed to myself. I don't think we should be there intervening in a civil war. And to be perfectly honest, the situation is, we have issues on our southern border. We have issues fiscally, being able to afford to defend our nation against the very real threats in the 21st century. And Americans need to be focusing on our priorities, governing our own country, and not fighting these incredibly expensive wars that, again, it's a fight amongst rival factions of tribes in a desert country that Americans have never heard of and really have no business ever hearing of, because it's just not something that should affect us. So I think, this is one of those issues where I think that the president's gut instincts is to withdraw, but, you have a very effective deep state that tries to prevent any sort of change in terms of foreign policy. The institutional inertia is to always remain in these conflicts. And as you described, you're absolutely right. It's just like what happened in Vietnam, another conflict that we probably shouldn't have been in that cost tens of thousands of lives. And we don't end up doing any good. And so it's one of those things we need to rip the Band-Aid off, get our troops back home, focus on the issues that matter most to Americans.
Now, I will say this. The president has been very good when it comes to opposing ISIS and you know, that radical Islamic group, but like there's just one of many radical Islamic groups, so it's one of the most notorious and terrorist oriented and so forth. So is ISIS somehow perhaps a factor in Yemen? Because as you say, the president's gut instincts would tell him to get out. America has no business there.
Sure. I mean, it's definitely a situation where you have radical Islamic factions because it is an Islamic country, in Yemen. So, I mean, of course, there's extremist elements, and of course, there are, you know, terrorist elements involved. But here's the thing. Being in these countries doesn't make these extremists go away. And, you know, it's one of those situations that being there actually helps foster more and more extremism against the United States. And it's a very common sense thing that the foreign policy establishment likes to complicate. And you're right, the president has been very effective against ISIS, unlike the Obama administration. The president has been very effective in combating them and weakening them. But that doesn't require us in additional countries, you know, around the Middle East. I think that our best bet in the region is to work through allies and to stay out ourselves. And I think that a light touch is actually appropriate here. And what we need to do is focus again on the problems that matter most to Americans, which really, you know, is not fighting a war in Yemen.
You know, I hate to bring up Vietnam again, but I once heard the point made that Vietnam was fought, and yet America never actually officially declared war against Vietnam. And, you know, so therefore, again, that's analogous to, I guess, what's going on with Yemen, that we have not officially declared war one way or the other, and maybe we shouldn't, and as you say, get out.
Yeah, you know, there is a constitutional aspect to this that is important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is the role of Congress to authorize the use of military conflict. And whether it's a authorization, I think it's AUMF, or an actual declaration of war, the point is we need to make sure that Congress is exercising its oversight and at making sure that we are, you know, taking the proper approach and doing these things the right way. We almost in this country treat going to war in the Middle East, you know, we take it too lightly, in my opinion. Going to war is something that should require a declaration from Congress. It should be a big deal. Americans should all know about it if we're at war. This is not something that most people even realize. And we have people who are going to be voting in the 2020 elections who were born after the beginning of the war in Afghanistan. I mean, imagine that. We have been at war. We'll be at war in 2020 for the lifetime of some actual new voters. Mm. Like, that is insane. We need to make sure that, like, we are focusing on these issues that matter to Americans and making sure that we are doing something that is right for the long term of our nation. We cannot fight permanent war, as the president said in his State of the Union speech this year.
All right. And then, in fact, going back to this idea about Congress declaring war, let me quote you here. In an era of big government power grabs from both parties, true conservatives need a win that returns the power to make war to Congress where it belongs. By signing the Yemen resolution, President Trump could show his support for principled conservatives in Congress. Senators Mike Lee, Republican from Utah, and Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, as well as Freedom Caucus members like Representatives Mark Meadows from North Carolina and Jim Jordan from Ohio, who all voted in favor of the measure. Anything you want to add to that?
Absolutely. So the president doesn't need Congress to force him to get out of the war in Yemen. The president can unilaterally, on his own, withdraw us. He doesn't need Congress to tell him to do it. And we encourage, the Freedom Works activists encourage the president to wind down the war in Yemen, bring our troops home. Let's focus on what matters most to Americans, and let's get it done.
You had mentioned earlier the borders, you know, and do you see a role for the troops in the borders, southern borders of America?
I mean, if the Army of the United States cannot be used to defend our borders, I don't I don't, you know, I think that's a very fundamental and basic thing that armies exist in countries to do. That is very fundamental and very basic, and I think defending a nation's border is what makes ourselves a country. And that's exactly what we need to do. And I absolutely do think there's a role.
All right. President Trump said in the State of the Union address, great nations do not fight endless wars. That's from his 2019 State of the Union address. And so you hope that he will apply that then to by pulling us out of Yemen.
We encourage him to do so.
And who actually sent the first troops over? Was it Obama then?
Yeah, it started under President Obama, and it's been continued since then. You know, it's one of those wars. It's a low grade war that doesn't get reported on TV all that much, and it's something that most Americans really have no reason to particularly know about. Which is sad that we're fighting wars that most of the country isn't even aware of. So I would suggest that, you know, we don't need to be there. You know, let Saudi Arabia, is one of the richest countries in the world, fight their own battles. You know, let's stay out of it.
All right. We have about a couple minutes remaining. Anything you want to add to it? How about a comment about Afghanistan? Because you pointed out, this is now America's longest lasting war. There will be voters voting in 2020 that were born after that conflict began in what? I guess it was the fall of 2001. I can tell you where I was when I heard Donald Rumsfeld explain, you know, for President Bush, we're going to war in Afghanistan. Anyway, any comments about that? Because that should come to an end at least at some point.
I mean, yeah, it's really sad at this point. We went in with very good reasoning, you know, as it relates to Afghanistan, trying to fight back against, you know, horrific 9/11 terror attacks. And I think we've gotten stuck. And I think we need to get out. I think it's the best thing to do for the troops. The Soviet Union collapsed in no small part to its war in Afghanistan and the resources that it took fighting in Afghanistan. And we're in a similar situation where we are pouring billions and billions of dollars into a conflict that we need to withdraw ourselves from. We need to come home, and we need to let the Middle East take care of itself.
How did Alexander the Great do when it comes to Afghanistan? Did he make it in there?
There's a long track record of nations not doing so well in Afghanistan.
Yeah. maybe England was the only one that got some traction there. I'm not sure. But, okay, well, thank you so much for being with us. One last question. Where does Syria fit into this whole mess? Because Syria, is another example of a civil war in the Middle East, but it does have impact in the sense that Syrian, terrorists, unfortunately, are going all over the world and causing all kinds of mayhem.
Absolutely, I think that the problem with Syria is exactly that. Is it, they're exporting. It's not too far from Europe, and I think that there's a lot of concern about people leaving Syria. I think that the issue in Syria, and honestly, my preference would be to let the Israelis take the lead action there. Mm. I think they know the region a lot better. I would prefer to take a supporting role to them in kind of handling that situation. But one of the big picture, what I'd suggest is, anytime we get involved in the Middle East and we get involved in a destabilizing way, so even if we don't like the dictator involved, any time that we destabilize a dictator, extremism pops up. Mm. And it usually doesn't get better after we get involved. And I think that that's sort of, been what's going on in Syria as well. Is, any time that things get destabilized, more extremism pops up. And, people get around in the Middle East. People travel. And, I think that this – you know, ISIS and then other terrorist organizations are exporting terror to different regions of the world. And what we need in the Middle East is stability more than anything else.
All right, Noah Wall, thank you so much for being with us. FreedomWorks.org for more information. Thank you now, and bye-bye.
Thank you.